Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we begin with Surah Taha, which is a very beautiful and majestic surah, as this surah is the surah which softened the heart of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala and enabled him to enter into the folds of Islam. The relationship between this surah and the preceding surah, which is Surah Maryam, is that Surah Taha was revealed directly after Surah Maryam. And as you know, the Quran, the way that it is compiled today, is not the way how it was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in the 30th para, we have the first few verses of the Quran, which is Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. And then we have other verses of the Quran like Fatiha, which were revealed at different points during the Makkah and also during Medina. But Surah Taha was revealed directly after the revelation of Surah Maryam. In Surah Maryam, as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and also the birth of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam as well. Similarly, in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 10 prophets and highlights the story of Musa alayhi salam. And in Surah Taha, Allah Azza wa Jal, he talks about the story of Musa alayhi salam in quite a substantial amount of detail. So the place of revelation for Surah Taha is Mecca, and some scholars do differ on this, but majority of scholars mention that it was revealed in Mecca. And some scholars mention that Taha itself is one of the names of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The significance of this surah, as I mentioned at the outset, is that this is the surah that Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab heard the first few verses of Surah Taha being recited in his home by his own sister. And this is when he heard these verses being recited by his own sister, then this is what softened his heart and opened his heart to Islam. And the primary themes of Surah Taha are the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the prophethood and the resurrection and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the beginning, Allah azza wa jal mentions, Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa illa tazkiratan liman yakhsha tanzeelan mimman khalafa al-ardh was-samawati al-ula. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to understand and reflect upon Surah Taha. The next surah in the Quran, which is Surah number 21, is Surah Al-Anbiya, which means the Surah of the Prophets. And this surah has a connection with the preceding surah, because Surah Taha tells us the story of Musa alayhi salam in substantial detail. And Surah Al-Anbiya tells us the stories of 16 prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you know, there are over 25 prophets mentioned by name by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the Quran, 16 of which and their stories, although in a short and summary form, are mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular surah, which is Surah Al-Anbiya. There are a few connections between these surahs, Surah Taha and Surah Al-Anbiya, because both surahs contain the themes of false hope and also the nearness of the hour. And another shared theme between these surahs is not getting caught up in the distractions of this life, but rather working for the hereafter. And this is a very important thing, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other surahs mentions and reminds us that, what have you prepared for tomorrow? What have you sent forth for tomorrow that will help you? Because it's very important for us not to get deluded and distracted in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله. That oh, you believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also think about and reflect upon what have you sent forth before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in other verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that, you know, ya ayyuhal insan ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem, that oh mankind, oh insan, what has deluded you and distracted you from your Lord who is the most generous. So in this surah, it is all about those distractions and avoiding those distractions and those illusions and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the correct manner. This is a Meccan surah, which means it was revealed in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And the virtue of this surah is narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari. He recorded that Abdul Rahman bin Yazid said that Abdullah said that Banu Israel And so Banu Israel with Surah Al-Isra, and Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Maryam, Surah Taha, and Surah Al-Anbiya, they are among the earliest and the most beautiful surahs, and they are my treasure, subhanallah. So when Surah Al-Anbiya was revealed, some people asked Amir ibn Rabi'a, have you asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam about this particular surah? And he, Amir ibn Rabi'a, he mentions that this surah caused us to forget everything about the life of this dunya, because of the content of this surah, because of the themes of this surah, because of the stark reminders and also the threats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It really startles an individual and wakes them up, just like, you know, wake up and smell the coffee. That this particular surah, when recited and read and reflected upon, really makes you realize who you are and where you are going in your life, and making you realize where you should be actually focusing your attention and your devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the summary of this surah is that Surah Al-Anbiya outlines the fundamentals of the Islamic creed, which is the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nabuwa of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and also again, once again, the concept of reward and punishment. The surah begins with a description of the day of Qiyamah, and it tells the stories of several prophets. It highlights the reasons why the polytheists rejected the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And it touches on the signs of the last day, also touches upon Yajuj and Majuj, and finally the surah ends by explaining that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy unto all of mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And this is a something important for us all to reflect upon as well, that when we follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, we need to ensure that we embody the principles and the values, and most importantly the mercy, the rahmah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just like the objective and the goal of the Prophet ﷺ was to inform people, not to force people, but just to inform them of the reality and also of the future. Similarly, it is our duty to inform people of what we know as the haqq and such, and then leave the rest to them, between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to learn from all of the previous lessons of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, all of their trials and their tribulations, and most importantly for us to carry the mercy and the flag of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam in the best of manners for the da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Suratul Hajj, which is surah number 22, the pilgrimage. And the relationship between this surah and the preceding surah is that Suratul Anbiya talks about the day of judgment and warns the disbelievers of the punishment that they will face in the hereafter. The first 24 verses of Suratul Hajj also focuses on a very, very similar theme in terms of warning people about the day of Qiyamah and the punishment that there will be awaiting for them as well. The place of revelation for Surah Al-Hajj is Mecca and Medina. Al-Azizi said about Surah Al-Hajj, it is one of the wonders of the Quran. It is revealed during the day and during the night, in times of travel and times of residence in Mecca, and both in Medina, also in times of war and in times of peace. Subhanallah, this is how this surah was revealed in both cities, in the city of Mecca as well as in the city of Medina as well. And the primary theme of Surah Al-Hajj is the pilgrimage and the rituals of pilgrimage as well. So now that Muslims are forming their own nation, their own community, it is time for them to retrace the steps of pilgrimage in the correct manner, retrace the steps of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this is the first permission for Muslims in this particular surah to retaliate in self-defense. So up until this time in the entire Quran, the Muslim were not allowed to attack or even retaliate for any of the persecution. But in this particular surah, in Surah Al-Hajj, they have been given permission by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to retaliate in self-defense. And part of the surah also discusses matters of creed, such as the Day of Judgment and also the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to return to his home, enable us all to follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, for us to reflect upon Surah Al-Hajj, and for us to realize that we need to prepare for our return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khayran.